Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is the anniversary of the Bulls' third NBA title, 1993. They won their third in a row. They defeated the Phoenix Suns in Game 6. And that brings us to another episode of Trash or Treasure from AU Sports in Morton Grove. Scott Beatty here to answer your questions about whether you have trash or treasure in your basement or drawer. Scott, how did your autograph signing event go with Emery Moorhead?
Oh, it went great. Emery's a great guest. He's originally from Evanston, went to Evanston Township High School. So, you know, he was back in town to visit some friends. We had him in. A fabulous guy. Really great guy.
Boy, another great guy. And I know you've had him in the store there on Dempster in Morton Grove is Frank Schwindel. We've had him on our broadcast a couple times. Is there a nicer, a more appreciative guy than Frank Schwindel?
I don't think there is. I mean, we were talking about it. We've had him in twice. We had him in late last season, and then we said, why don't we bring you back next year for the people that missed it? And he just likes meeting the fans. He's just, he is literally, I think he is the best guest we ever had.
You know what? Yesterday at the Cubs game, afterwards, a lot of the players had families with them and little kids for Father's Day. And I saw Wilson Contreras talking to a lot of fans. He went over by the seats, and he is another very engaging guy. That's what Major League Baseball needs. Forget about all this stuff about how to speed up the game. Get more players like that in there and promote them. All right, let's get right to the business at hand. People are ready to call 312-981-7200 and ask you if they have trash or treasure at home. What is the sports memorabilia worth, if anything, that they have? 312-981-7200. And in the meantime, let me ask you about the basketball stuff now. Because of the NBA Finals, is it really hot right now? There was a story not too long ago about Michael Jordan's rookie card selling at auction for more than $1 million. Is the NBA what's hot right now, Scott?
The NBA has been the thing that's been probably the most hottest for the last few years for some reason, and I think it has a lot to do with the international eyes on it, has driven all of it up. Of course, Jordan's been hot forever, but I mean, the newer players who come along, the kids jump in on, you know, Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, guys like this. It just makes it more popular everywhere.
Here's Tim from Belvedere. What do you got there, Tim?
Yeah, I got a Billy Williams game-used bat, cracked bat, but signed by the Hall of Famer Billy Williams.
What's it worth, Scott?
It's a game-used bat. That puts it up in a different category. It's probably worth a few hundred bucks. I'd have to see the bat. Of course, always everything I have to see. You know that, Bob.
Yep.
But that's something that I would either hang on to or find a nice home for it. Yeah.
Tim, check it out with Scott over there at AU Sports, 6006 Dempster in Morton Grove. Linda from Munster, Indiana, is wondering whether she has trash or treasure. What's the object, Linda?
Hi. Well, I was at a thrift store, and I picked up, about 2 weeks ago, I picked up about four baseballs, and one specifically has a whole bunch of signatures on it, and I found it's from the 1974 Dodgers, and it's got Ron Say, Joe Ferguson, Tommy John, Charlie Manuel.
What do you think there, Scott?
The Dodgers went to the World Series that year, so that's always a bonus. Anytime you're collecting team-signed baseballs, a pennant winner is going to be worth way more than just an average team, which means that the Cubs really have only the one 2016 ball worth a whole bunch of money.
Don't throw it out yet, Linda.
74 Dodgers is worth more than the ones from, like, say, the previous several years and the few years after, yeah.
And Mike from Berwyn. What do you have, Mike?
Yeah, I have a set of unopened Michael Jordan 3D cards.
That's impossible to tell what they are without seeing them. Michael Jordan, boy, I tell you, he is on more cards and more merchandise than anybody in the history of merchandise. So without being able to see which ones they are, I couldn't be 100% sure on that one.
Yeah, I mean, you've said this before. If there are many, many copies of an object or a lot of them, sometimes the value goes down. I see where Steph Curry's autographed rookie card, they say, might auction for more than $500,000. You agree with that, Scott?
I think it might even go north of there, considering what other cards have sold for in the past. Curry is the number one hottest player in the game right now.
It's Trash or Treasure time again here with Scott Beatty, who runs AU Sports, Chicagoland's oldest and best sports memorabilia store there in Morton Grove. AU Sports, you get it? AU, the symbol for gold. Scott, the phones are jammed up. Let's get right to as many as we can. Alan from Lombard, what do you have?
Yeah, hi there, Scott. I have a photograph that was given to me by Arnie the Farmer Beswick, where he is coming off the line and he is racing Richard Petty in his Barracuda number 45 at Union Grove, Wisconsin.
Signed by Arnie
the Farmer Beswick by the King.
What about that stuff, Scott?
That's really interesting. I'd love to see that picture if you'd like to send me a copy.
Okay.
I could be a little more informative, too, but I would love to see that. It sounds like fun.
Yeah, Scott's email is ausports@aol.com. That's pretty cool. Thanks for the memories on that one. Tim from Itasca,
yeah.
Trash or Treasure? We'll find out. What's the object, Tim?
Howdy, I've got a basketball signed by the Bulls 72-10 team from 95 and 96.
Well, of course we know that's treasure, Bob, right?
Yep, gotta be. Is it in good shape?
Yeah, that's something. If you don't have it authenticated, I would 100% get it done. It is worth the small amount of money you'd pay for it. That's worth several. That's worth several grand.
Wow. All right, no dumpster for that one. Hang on to it. This is Lorinda.
Unless it's my dumpster.
Sugar Grove on the line, and Lorinda, what do you have?
I have a Coca-Cola Nerf ball that was given out at Ditka Dog's grand opening at Fox Valley Mall, probably back in 1988-ish, I want to say, 89. It's signed by Walter Payton, Murray Burford, Steve Largent, Otis Wilson, Eddie Payton, Ron Morris, Tom Schneider, and then there's one that's faded. You can't tell who it is anymore. And the ball shows, it's never been played with, but there is some rips in the red side of it. Everybody signed in the white side.
A Nerf ball. That's interesting, Scott. When you have an object that by itself may not be of value, but you have those autographs, is it worth anything?
Well, the only thing that makes it possibly worth a little something is the Walter Payton autograph. I mean, we would have preferred if Walter was the only one on there, because there is a mishmash of other players who don't really connect
to Walter. My husband got that in the divorce.
Is that your ex-husband in the background? Oh, wait a minute. I think there's been some cocktails for breakfast. But so the Payton autograph means maybe some treasure there, huh, Scott?
Maybe some treasure to the right person, but the condition is also going to be a deterrent, unfortunately.
Got it. Okay, this is Ken from, where are you calling from there? Prospect Heights. Go ahead, Ken.
Good morning. Spalding issued a Don Drysdale pitcher's mitt in 1969 with his stamped autograph, and I had him actually autograph the mitt, and I also have him signed 1969 baseball.
Okay.
Yeah, Don Drysdale's worth a little bit. I mean, of course, everything depends on condition. We've been over that before. But actually, he's one of the most desired autographs of that era for some reason, probably because he passed before his time. But Drysdale stuff is always in demand.
Interesting text here for you, Scott. How about an Ernie Banks autograph and a 1969 Cubs game scorecard? Now, that sounds like a treasure to me. Is that just me?
No, it's a little bit of both. I mean, I know that's your team, so it would, you know, have a lot of interest to you. And the scorecards, actually, there's no real shortage of Banks signed scorecards from that era. Ernie was a real, real generous signer. Is it worth something? Yes, of course it is. But there's probably more out there than you think.
Scott Beatty is at AU Sports. If you want to talk more about this, you can check him out there at 6006 Dempster in Morton Grove, or our email, ausports@aol.com. As always, Scott, thanks. The folks always have a lot of trash or treasure questions for you, and let's do it again soon.
I appreciate it, Bob. Have a good one.
You too.